Everybody step, but we let it go. Come on. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. So some love will be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Uh-huh. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuckin' with my art, you be ducking, dodging. My dog, oh. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Peace up to the riders, cocaine suppliers, yeah. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in the C-class, tags like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my side. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. Let it go, shit, hit the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all, yeah. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall, yeah. Black ghost, we ain't playing no more. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go. Come on. You know when I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. You smell that? Didn't want any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clack and I'll be revived. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. You fucking with me, then we go on line for line, yeah. I'm something harder, getting better every time, yeah. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme, uh-huh. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine, uh-huh. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally, okay. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet, sweet. That nigga's pushing the weight, but you're yours, uh-huh. To me. See the heat is backed up, love to make it sweet. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all, whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black dope, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
What's goody good, y'all? This is your girl, Miss Kiki. Yes, this is your girl, the radio's BOE for the pages of the airwaves. And we're going to get on the popping as we always do. This is Michael, Mr. Girl. Tonight, let's get this show started. So, you know, last week, I think it was, I told you about Khalees being mad at Beyonce, calling her, I think I mentioned it. If not, I mentioned it. I'm mentioning it now. Well, last week, Khalees was mad at Beyonce because Beyonce sampled Milkshake and then asked her if she could sample Milkshake. And the album credit didn't go to her. It went to Pharrell and Chad. Yep, when she sampled Milkshake, Khalees' song Milkshake, the writer's credit on Beyonce's album didn't go to Khalees. It went to Pharrell and Chad. So there's an update to that, y'all. There's an update, and we're going to get into it. Just give me a minute. And the reason why I said keep me, I had to pull up the article. So she did all that hooping and hollering about not getting her credit, whatever, whatever, Beyonce sampling her. Well, well, this is all I got to say is well. And I'm laughing because Khaleesi's, even though the writer's credit, I get it, you mad, the writer's credit went to Chad and Pharrell. Because she sampled Milkshake. But according to, this is coming from Black Enterprise, says, bloop, this is the title they put, bloop, Beyonce removes Khalid's sample and credit from Renaissance album. Did you hear what I just said? Beyonce removes Khalid's sample and credit from Renaissance album. Says Beyonce has proved to be the queen once again after she suddenly removed Khalid's sample from her new Renaissance album following the Milkshake singer's unwanted shade. Khalid was vocal about her disappointment with being sampled on the track Energy. The Harlem Native took to social media last week to blast Beyonce and Neptune's producer, Pharrell Williams, for using the la 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 of Khaleesi's Neptune's producer, Milkshake, without speaking to her. Since Williams owns the copyright to the song, he doesn't have to get legal permission to use or sell it, as noted by OKFAF. However, Khaleesi has always accused Pharrell of swindling her out of ownership and criticized Beyonce for not contacting her personally. It's happened before where people at least had the wherewithal to be like, yo, using your record, we understand Pharrell swindled you out of your stuff. Just want to get the respect because that's what you do, Khaleesi said in an Instagram post. But Khaleesi's rant didn't fall on deaf ears. Beyonce decided to show a short sample from her song without incident. Khaleesi first became aware of the sample prior to the album's release. The singer was commenting under the post about the sample, using her culinary Instagram account to accuse Beyonce of theft. My mind is blown because of the level of disrespect and utter ignorance of all three parties involved, astounding, Khaleesi and Bounty Info Instagram account wrote under a fan's post. I heard about this the same way everyone else did, she continued. Nothing is ever as it seems. Some of the people in this business have no soul or integrity, and they have everyone fooled. I said everything. Well, see, you fucked it up for yourself. You'll be etched in his. See, when people hear that song and say, "Oh, I like this song." Like, I get it. You wanted credit. You wanted your name on the credits to say that you wrote the song. Right? You wanted your name with Pharrell's and Chad's name. I get that. But you don't own the rights to that. You don't own the rights to Milkshake. Even if you wrote the words to the produced beat by Pharrell and Chad, you do not own it. What you need to do, and this is for all you artists out there who are working with labels and producers and your name is not put on there for credit, what you need to do, Gather your coins. And buy back your music. Buy back your masters. You're an artist. You are signed to a label. And people are sampling your music. And you're not getting credit for it. Then you need to gather up your coins and buy back your music. So that when people want to sample your music, they got to come to you to sample. for example, even if it's just your voice, not the beat of the song, just like a line you said, and it fits in with their song, like Beyonce did with Khaleesi's Milkshake. You need to buy back your masses so you can make your coinage. But you don't go on social media blasting and another artist calling them a thief. Because she didn't have to clear it with you. This is what you artists need to understand. You're not listed on there as the writer or the producer. You get no credit. All you did was lend your vocals to sing it. You didn't write it. You didn't produce it. So, you understand what I'm saying? You didn't write it. You didn't produce it. So, you don't own the rights to it. Doesn't matter if it's your voice. Yep, don't matter. Well, now your sample's taken off. And now for Running Child won't get residual. Well, won't get royalties from that. Yep, because it was taken off. You messed that up. So now it's not getting off my lawn. To get off this lawn. He tweaked it a little bit. Oh, my bad. Yeah, you just messed yourself up, girl. That's all I'm saying. If my voice was being used as a sample in somebody's song, I would be glad. I would be happy. Especially if I ain't made music in a while, in a long time. Because I ain't make music in a long time. That people ain't been hearing, and now they get to hear my voice. Even though it's not my song, but they still get to hear my voice. You got to understand, like, when your music is being sampled to make a beat, or your voice, excuse me, y'all, for yawn, and your voice is being sampled, whatever, or somebody, this is keeping you relevant. If you don't make music anymore, this is keeping you relevant in music, even though you don't make music anymore. And, well, you lost that chance of keeping yourself relevant as far as music goes. Yep. And we're going to move on. My thing is, okay, she said she wrote it. Does she got proof she wrote it? Did she sign a contract with Rel and Chad the tunes? If she signed a contract with them, she got to read over her contract. Trust and believe, y'all be signing some fucked up contracts with these labels or whoever you're signing deals with. And because y'all don't read your contract. You're so gung-ho wanting to be an artist that you don't read your damn contract. And that's why the label owns your publishing and getting royalties off your music and not you. Because you don't read your damn contract. Now let's move on to the next one. Says, too bad, so sad for them. Tyler Perry talks about criticism he faced while on the search for actors to portray the roles for new film. Since writer, director, and producer Tyler Perry took time to discuss his upcoming new film with People Every Day podcast host Janine Rubenstein. Tyler Perry described his project in Jazz Man's Blues as a very different from his past films, as it surrounds the theme of forbidden love and is set in the 1940s. The Jazz Man's Blues will be falling under the straight drama category. And the filmmaking mogul explained how this film is dear to his heart because it is the first screenplay he has ever written. Because June 13th, Tyler Perry attends the Oscars series with Gail King during the 2020 Tribeca Film Festival at Spring Studios on June 13th. That's the where the picture comes from, okay. It's a picture of him and they're describing the picture. I thought it was part of the article. So Perry wrote the screenplay in 1995, however, explained that he was preparing audiences for years before he finally bringing the film to life. I was building the table, building strength of the brand so I can branch out and do the other things that have been in my heart. Perry successfully created a strong brand for his name by becoming a part owner of Viacom's BET Plus, as well as launching his own production corporation in Atlanta, Tyler Perry Studios. Throughout his years in the entertainment industry, Perry has helped black and brown actors initiate their acting careers. However, with all of his success, the writer still faced criticism in Hollywood when it came to finding the right actors for his new movie. He discussed that he reached out to many up-and-coming young stars who were getting a lot of attention and asked them about doing the role. He knew that every star who read his script loved it, but their team was hesitant about partnering with him. I guess they didn't know how it would turn out. The Madea creator eventually found his two leading stars, Joshua Boone and Celia Pfeiffer, and admitted the film surpassed his expectations. Too bad so sad for them because the people who are in it made it exactly what it's supposed to be. It's better than I ever imagined, he told Rubenstein. I can't wait for all the people I know. All the people I know their names who turned it down to see it and to see what these people put down on film. And Jasmine's Blues is scheduled to be released by Netflix on September 23rd, 2022. Well, you're right, Tyler. Not just Hollywood, you know, and people that watch your movies. You know, you started out doing plays, then you transitioned into doing movies and TVs and sitcoms and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And there are haters out there, and there's always going to be haters out there. But let that be your motivation. Because when that movie drops on Netflix, and it's going to be one of your best yet, these people, the people that you want to play the lead roles, are going to wish they took them roles. You know what I think it is? I think a lot of the actors and actresses that work with you on your TV show and movies and it's like we don't hear about them anymore or we don't see them anymore doing other stuff is because it's like I guess Hollywood looks at their resume and say, oh, you did a top A play. Oh, he's in a Tyler Perry movie, Tyler Perry sitcom, and it's like, because you worked with Tyler, nobody want to work, it's like what Tyler is a gift and a curse. Because you work, you know, it's a blessing because you got continuous work going on, but then it's like, you want to pursue other things. And it's like, because you work with Tyler, nobody want to hire you in Hollywood. Well, we're going to take a musical break. know what I want to hear? I'm gonna take it classic. You're gonna take it classic with this musical break to Wham, my song Everything She Wants. Somebody told me that everything she wants is everything she sees. Oh shit. After the song play, I surely didn't. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm totally sorry to the listeners. I had myself on mute. And here I am, starting off the show. I put myself on mute while the intro was playing. The intro finished. And I normally take myself off mute as soon as the intro finished. And I forgot to. And here I am doing the show. But you can't hear me because I got myself on mute. So, for 22 minutes, I've been talking to y'all. And y'all ain't hear a damn word I said. And I started off talking about Beyonce removing. I'm not going to go back into the article because I don't need to. Because y'all already know. Last week, that Khalees posted to social media because she was pissed off about Beyonce sampling Milkshake, but she ain't getting no credit, and the credit went to Pharrell and Chad. And she felt Beyonce was a thief for sampling her music. But if she doesn't own it, Beyonce didn't steal anything. Khalees doesn't own her music. Beyonce ain't steal nothing. Khalees don't own her music. The rights to her music belongs to Pharrell and Chad. So that's why when you look at the liner notes in Beyonce's album, you'll see it say writer Pharrell Williams and Chad Hugo for the sample that was used. And Khalees was mad at that. And you know what I'm saying? And she went off. We all know she went off. Well, her ranting and raving got back to Beyonce, and Beyonce said, well, song's still good. Sample. Take that bitch out. Take that sample out, and it's no longer going to be in the Renaissance album. Please don't understand, y'all, and with a lot of artists, especially artists who's not making music anymore but has music out that's still relevant, is that when another artist samples you, it's keeping you relevant to today's music lovers. It's keeping you relevant to today's music lovers. Because she sampled Show Me Love by Robin S. Robin S was grateful Beyonce samples and used her in her song. Robin S was grateful. I know I'm singing, but I don't have no music out there. But if I did, and any artist was to sample it, especially today's artists, I'm not gonna be mad. Them sampling my music is keeping me real, even if it's just a line I say in one of my songs. It's keeping me relevant. That's what you gotta understand. It's keeping. So, being, Khalees did all that ranting, that Beyonce said, fuck that. I'm taking it off. Nobody's getting paid off of that. Nobody. So now, Pharrell and Chad don't make no royalties off of that because Beyonce took it off. Yep. And that's all because of Khalees. And like I said, Robin S was happy. Because, like I said, it's keeping the artist relevant in these times. Because I think Show Me Love came out. I think it would be considered dance music. Because, let me see, late 80s, like, you know, house was the thing. House music was the thing. And once house music was gone, they needed that house feeling, some new improved music. And so Vanessa came in with Show Me Love, and it was like you back in the club dancing to that house music, even though it's not considered a house. You know what I'm saying? Back in the club. You know what I'm saying? Back in the club dancing. Because you remember them house days. That's what Show Me Love, you know, have you reminiscing of the house days with Show Me Love. And she was grateful. Robinette was grateful. I don't know if she wrote the song with the producer. You know, I don't know if she wrote on the song, but she was happy to be included in Beyonce because, like I said, she's keeping Robinette relevant. Now, when people hear that song, they're going to, for those who know who Robinette is, they're going to recognize that's Robinette. For those who don't know, and when they go searching in the liner notes, and they see it's going to say Show Me Love by Robinette, they're going to look up who Robinette is. And then they're going to discover Robinette's music the way we did when she first came out and how we fell in love with it. And they might hear other music by her that they fell in love with. See? And, yeah, so, sorry for you. I'm not even sorry for police, because you call Beyonce a thief. Like, I get it that you mad that you were sampled. I get it, but to blatantly call Beyonce a thief. I think Carrie Hilson. Carrie Hilson said something about Beyonce, and ever since she said something about Beyonce, you ain't hear no Carrie Hilson music. You ain't hear her name being mentioned as a writer on somebody's song or anything like that ever since she said something about Beyonce. But you're not even, Kelisa's not even doing music anymore. So it's not like, but this could, you know, could, if you decide to come back into the music, this could be nail in that coffin. Because you, no, you call Queen B a thief. And people don't like that. Because you did that, there might be some people might not want to work with you musically. And I don't blame them. On to the next. On to the next. Let me stop. So, Tyler Perry got a new movie coming out, and it's called A Jazz Man Blues. And it's going to be dropping September 23rd on Netflix. And so Tyler Perry went on the podcast, right? Went on this podcast and called People Every Day. And he talked to the host about the movie and said that the people he wanted to play the parts in this movie was like, nah, we don't, like, they wanted to do it, but their man, you know, like, your agent, your manager was like, nah, don't do it. Don't, telling them not to do it. So they turned it down. He found two up-and-coming, an actor and an actress that made the way Tyler Perry wanted this movie to come out, because of these two, it came out the way he wanted it to come out. And like I said, it's dropping on Netflix. And he said it while talking to the lady in the podcast. You know, them Hollywood people, when they see it, they're gonna be wishing, they're gonna be mad kicking themselves. They're gonna be kicking themselves, wishing they did the movie when Tyler asked. I'm not an actress, but let Tyler Perry come to me talking about, I would love for you to be in my movie. Like, okay, what I gotta do? I'm not a trained actress. What I gotta do? If I'm just an extra and don't have no lines, I'm good with that. Should I still get paid, right? Yeah. So, well, and Hollywood is like that. Tyler Perry ain't the only probably writer, producer, director, person in Hollywood that actresses and actors have turned down the roles because their people are telling them not to do it. And then they kick them. I've watched footage of actors having conversations and saying, you know, they kick themselves because they were offered the role. I know it was a male actor I saw, I just can't remember who it was. Who was supposed to play the part in the movie. Turned it down. And then someone else got it, killed the role, and they was like, damn. And they was mad. They was like, I should have kicked myself because I should have took the role. You know, you got these up-and-coming producers, writers, directors, and you know what I'm saying? You don't know none of their work. You don't know how good they are. So you're hesitant to want to work with them. Sure. You want Spike Lee for you to ask me? I'm not sure. You know what I'm saying? If you, as actors and actresses, you need to build your portfolio. Right? Because if you're always doing movies, like playing for an actor, you're always doing movies where you play the bad guy or play a gangster or what, you know, like a gangbanger or whatever. That's if you're being typecast and you continue to let yourself be typecast, and then there's other people that you may not have heard of up and coming when they cast you in a role where you're typecast and you turn it down just because this person's up and coming, you want to wait till they got credits under their belt to want to work with them. Take the opportunity, take it. I understand your agent, your manager, and other people in your corner tell you not to take it. Oh boy, you need to keep yawning. You know, take it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you watch Tyler Perry plays and you watch his movies. It's like the one he did for Netflix, his first one he did for Netflix. And we can see the mistakes in the movie. It's still a good movie, even though we can see the mistakes. Or people who probably are not wanting to take the role, his new movie, because they're thinking it's going to be like the first one he did. Yep. Oh, take a music break, y'all. And we're going to get into everything. You know my song about wearing everything she wants. Somebody tell me. Never everything she wants is everything she sees.
I spelled the word wrong.
And now she's 6 months older. Dun, 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 dun. And you know that was right there with Everything She Wants. That is my song right there. Everything She Wants. Oh my God. I cannot stop yawning. That's bad. It's bad business to be yawning like that. Some people work for fun. Yeah, I just work for you. I remember when that song came out. I Love Me Some Wham. I Love Me Some Wham. Time will never careless whisper. That is my song. I used to play that 45 over and over. I think it was 45, yeah. Because it had Careless Whisper on one side. I think Everything She Wants was on the other side. Because, you know, with the 45s, you had the A side, you had the B side. The A side was the song that was the single, which was Careless Whispers. And then the B side, another song from the album that will eventually be single. Yep. Gosh. I can't stop doing it. So, we're going to get into some more stories. And, I'm going to share with y'all now. Let me pull it up. So the other day it was in my email and I noticed I got this news site sent me. They have sent me an email of articles they had done, right? And so I open it, and I see that it said an actress in New York City died while swimming in the river. So I'm going to share that story with y'all. Just give me a minute. And I'm like, wow, who the hell swims in any river in New York City? I remember, you know, as a kid going to Orchard Beach. And, you know, we would get in the water, you know. But as I got older, they're like, oh, don't get in the water at Orchard Beach. Orchard Beach be packed, but they'd be like, oh, don't get in the water at the beach. Because the water ain't good. We used to do, what's that, I think it was called River Something Park. And that, it had a picnic area, had a pool area. We used to do that. As a kid, yeah, when I lived in New York, that's where we would go. Have family picnics and stuff like that. You or somebody would have a picnic there and go bring out bathing suits and stuff like that. And it would be fun. Yep. It says here, TV actress. She's a TV actress. And it says she was found dead in the NY River. And I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh. But I don't know this TV actress. The only way I'm going to know who, it says ER. She was in ER. You know how long ago ER was? I think, even though George Clooney was on The Facts of Life, but I think ER is what really gave George Clooney his break. And it says, ER actress Mary dies. It says she dies at 61 years old. And a parent drowning. I'm going to tell you people, if you don't know how to swim, do not get into anybody's water. That's including, and if you want to get into the pool, stay on the shallow side, not the deep inside. Because, you know, pools have a shallow side, they have a deep inside. Because I know how to swim. Back in the day, when I went to camp, they taught us how to swim. And then you would get I forgot what it was they gave you. It wasn't a certificate, but something they gave you that said you can swim and that you can swim in the deep end. I remember in camp, even though I could swim, I was in the water. And because, you know, I'm not tall, I'm 5'4", I'm short. Short like Kevin, well, I'm tall, I'm probably a little bit taller than Kevin Hart. Might be a little bit taller than Kevin Hart. Or me and Kevin Hart could be just about the same height. But I digress. But, still and all. Right? I got into the deep end. Even though I could swim, because my feet couldn't touch the bottom of the pool, especially within the deep end, you can go under. Even if you know how to swim, but because of your height, you know what I'm saying, you can go under. And that's why I never really went. Because it went from 3 feet. The pool went from 3 feet to 5 feet. And then the other, it was two pools. Right? It went from 3 feet to 5 feet. Right? And then the other pool was where the water was deeper at. So like I said, if you didn't know how to swim, you don't go to the deep end if you don't know how to swim. Even when I get in the pools today, like if I'm at a hotel with a pool, they got a deep end. If my feet can't touch, I make sure I don't, you know, that I try to swim and make sure I don't go under. So, because you don't want to be somewhere that where you can swim, but the person you're with, maybe not even the person you're with, but the person around you might be a person who can't really swim all like that. You do not want to go under and start drowning and you're surrounded by people who can't really swim like that. That is not good. On the vulnerable, that is not good. But back to this article. It says, American actress Mary Mara has died after apparently drowning in the St. Lawrence River over the weekend, according to reports. Mara drowned while she was swimming in the river, according to a statement from New York State Police on June 27th, citing its preliminary investigation. The television star, 61, had been visiting her sister, according to her brother-in-law, Scott Daly. Her body was discovered by troopers at around 8 a.m. on Sunday after they received a call for a possible drowning. The preliminary investigation into her death showed no signs of foul play. Officials said her body was taken to the Jefferson County Medical Examiner's Office in New York for an autopsy. Mara, who lived in Cape Vincent, was a Syracuse native. She appeared on the television series ER, Hope and Gloria, NYPD Blue, The West Wing, Ray Donovan, Law and Order, Star Trek Enterprise, Lost, and Shameless, along with a dozen more. She has also appeared in television films In the Blink of an Eye on CBS, and indictment, while her feature film credits include Mr. Saturday Night, True Colors, Blue Steel, Just Looking, Love Potion Number 9, in which she appeared opposite Sandra Bullock, and The Hard Way, which she starred alongside Michael J. Fox. Mara also has an extensive stage repertoire, which included performances in Kinder Transport, Dream of a Common Language, and Mad Forest for the Manhattan Theater Club in New York, as well as in New York Shakespeare Festival production of The Twelfth Night, which co-starred Hollywood giants Michelle Pfeiffer and Jeff Goldblum. She will be missed. Mara also established the theater company Heart, which is Hyatt Ashbury Repertory Theater, according to her IMDb page. The actress most recently starred in the 2020 movie Break Even, which follows a group of four friends who discover millions of dollars in cash on a remote island, only to find out later that it was left by the Drug Enforcement Administration for a cartel road deal. Mary is one of the finest actresses I've ever met. Craig Dorfman, her manager, said in a statement to Variety, "I still remember seeing her on stage in 1992 in Nat Forest. All forward, she was electric, funny, and a true individual. Everyone loved her. She will be missed."
Wow.
So, condolences go out to Mary Moore. And I'm like, wow. For me, that's like, wow. Like I said, do not get into waters if you do not know how to swim. Stay in the, and if you gotta stay in the shallow area, because if you start heading out to the deep end, you go under, you don't know how to swim, you're not gonna be able to pull yourself back up. Okay, let's get into, I just wanted to share that one. I think, let me see here. Says U.S. Postal Service makes announcement on mail-in ballots ahead of the term election. Says on July 22nd, the Epoch Times finally released the long-awaited documentary, The Real Story of January 6th. This groundbreaking film is the first unbiased look at what really happened on January 6th, with testimonials from people who were actually there. And it's on their site if you want to watch it. The site is, let me click on it. Because it's saying, it's Epoch TV. So it's the Epoch Times. So it's TheEpochTimes.com. That's how you get to the website. If you want to see the documentary, you subscribe. And I guess there's a fee. What the fee is, you pay it. I don't really care. I mean, I should be caring about like what happened on January 6th, but it's like I care, and I care, but I don't care, really. You know what I'm saying? It's like I care, but I don't care, really. Yep. And the great Nichelle Nichols passed away this past week. as well as basketball great Bill Russell. And since we were making death, might as well keep it going with talking about Nichelle Nichols. The longtime actress best known for her Star Trek role dies at 89. Says actress Nichelle Nichols, best known for playing Star Trek's Lieutenant Uhura in the original series, died at age 89, according to her fan this Sunday announcement. A letter posted to her Instagram and Facebook pages said, "I would like to inform you that a great light in the firmament no longer shines for us, as it has for so many years. Last night, my mother, Nichelle Nichols, succumbed to natural causes, passed away. Her light, however, like the ancient galaxies now being seen for the first time, will remain for us and future generations to enjoy, learn from, and draw inspiration. Hers was a life well lived, and as such, a model for all of us. I and the rest of our family would appreciate your patience and forbearance as we grieve her loss until we can recover significantly. To speak further, her services will be for family members and the closest of her friends, and we request that her and our privacy be respected. It was signed by her son, Kyle Johnson. He asked for privacy while the family grieves. Nichols was cast as the USS Enterprise Chief Communications Officer, Lieutenant Nayada Uhura, in the original Star Trek series in 1966. Like other original cast members, Nichols also appeared in big screen spinner starting in 1979 with Star Trek The Motion Picture, and frequented Star Trek fan conventions. She also served for many years as a NASA recruiter, helping bring minorities and women into the astronaut corps. More recently, she had a recurring role on television's Hero, playing the great aunt of a young boy with powers. A spokesman for Nichols family said that she passed away in Silver City, New Mexico. Nichols was living with her son and was recently hospitalized with an unknown ailment, the spokesperson added. In the three recent Star Trek movies, the Hobbit is characterized by or portrayed by actress Zoe Saldana. Other than Star Trek, she appeared in 1959's Porgy and Bess, 1966's Mr. Budwing, and 1974's Truck Turner, according to her IMDb page. Nichols also appeared in two episodes of the Tarzan TV series in the mid-1960s. Later, she did voice acting for Batman, the animated series, Gargoyles, Spider-Man, the animated series, which all aired in the 90s, according to IMDb. Condolences go out to the family. May Miss Nichols rest in peace. And thank you for being such a great role model. Mm-hmm. sorry, y'all, but got a ping bothering me. And what else is there to share with y'all? Get me this. Okay, let's see here. Here's something. I just mentioned a little while back that the Epoch Times has a documentary about January 6th, but here's an article. It says, January 6th prisoner once asked her on the date, here's what happened next. Okay, this should be interesting. Okay, it says January 6th. It says, January 6th prisoner Simone Gold claims she rejected a romantic date from judge alleges bias. Ugh. Okay, yeah, this is crazy. So she's saying because she rejected the judge about going on a date that Hutch is biased, that she alleged is biased. So she kind of, the judge pinned charges on her because she rejected him. That's hilarious. You committed a crime. That's why you got them charges on you, because you committed a crime. Not because the judge, because you rejected the judge. Dummy. But let's get into the article. It says, a prominent critic of COVID-19 vaccines, Dr. Simone Gold, is claiming personal bias from the judge who sentenced her to 60 days in the federal prison for entering the Capitol building on January 6th. Sorry about that, y'all. Says Gold personally knew Christopher Cooper, the judge presiding over her case, and says that she had previously declined a date with him while they were studying in law school, alleging that it could have been a reason for personal bias in the case. Wait. Now, it says Dr. Simone. So, what do you have your PhD in? Because she said they studied at the same law school. I'm trying to figure out what she got her PhD in. So back into the story, it says, the fact that I went to law school with this person and the fact that he didn't recuse himself, and then what he revealed during sentencing, I felt was such incredible bias. Gold told the Epoch Times. So she's saying, just because they went to law school together, he should have recused himself from the case because they know each other. Excuse me, y'all. I didn't mean to. Maybe that was my response to what she just said. So you telling me, so if I get arrested, I go in front of the judge, and there just happens to be somebody I know. Family, if we're family, blood related, then I can see you wanting to recuse, take yourself off the case. I can see that. Then one is no blood relation. You rejected him in law school, didn't want to go on a date with him. And I was in law school. How many years ago was that? Let's continue on. As you guys are saying, she also thinks that the judge was furious at her and her organization, America's Frontline Doctors, for raising money, and thought it was very strange that he read her support letter. Gold and Cooper were both at Stanford Law School class of 93. That was a 93, woman. We're in 22. We all knew each other, and we were in the same class, Gold said, adding that she knew him by his nickname, Casey. She went on saying they had regular pleasantries, but a couple of times she remembers they spent a bit of more time together. One of those times, I distinctly remember we took a long walk. It was maybe 2 hours, and it was pleasant and it was nice. When I learned he went to Yale undergraduate, he struck me as very ambitious, and I think his family was somewhere from the South. I thought he was cute. I could tell he thought I was cute. Gold then said that about 2 weeks after they ran into each other at school and talked for about 10 minutes, adding that Cooper asked her on a real date and she declined. And then he asked me on a real date. She said, I declined because I just didn't see any future for him and me. But I remember him finally, like, I didn't remember much at all, but to the extent I remembered him, it was perfectly pleasant. Gold surrendered herself to the Federal Detention Center in Miami at 2 p.m. on July 26th. Well, she mad because they know each other. He's supposed to be for a case. I'm sure he's like, bitch, what crack are you smoking? You know what I'm saying? What crack you smoking? I'm going to take myself on this case because we know each other. You shouldn't even put yourself in that predicament that I had to give you 60 days. And she thinks it's because he's mad that she's defunct. That was in 93. What, 10, 20 years has already passed. You really think he's still going, he might remember you, but he's not going to. So you tell me that happened in 93, that he's holding a grudge with you since 93? Come on now. Make no sense. No, make no sense. Oh boy, about those. Okay, it says, here's some words of wisdom. The price good men pay for indifference to public affairs is to be ruled by evil men. Now it's said by Plato. Oh boy. Okay. Oh my gosh. My nose is starting to run. Wow. here's something, and this is in health news. It says, healthcare workers who sued over COVID-19 vaccine mandate was $10 million in settlement. Wow. For healthcare workers. Oh, excuse me. Oh my gosh. It says, read that again. Sorry for the burp. A group of healthcare workers who sued their hospital over COVID-19 vaccine mandate are slated to receive $10 million, according to a settlement agreement filed on July 29th. About a dozen workers at the North Shore University Health System in Illinois lodged the suit in October 2021, arguing that the facility was illegally not granting religious exemption to the mandate. At the 8 months of negotiations, the workers in North Shore have agreed to settle this case, according to Jamie Nguyen. According to a memorandum filed in federal court. So under the settlement terms, North Shore paid $10,337,500 into a settlement fund for workers affected by its mandate, especially workers who between July 1st, 2021 and January 1st, 2022 asked for religious accommodations and were denied and either received a vaccine to avoid termination or were fired or resigned. About 470 workers fit that category. Now, when they say religious exemption, it's against their religion. And you have to respect that. You have to respect that. The North Shore will also adjust the vaccine mandate to enhance its accommodations procedures for individuals with approved exemption from your facility has religious belief. It's crazy. Let's see what else here. Okay, oh, my nose is, that sucks. I'm gonna take another musical break, because I gotta stop my nose from running. Let's do here we go. Here's the ball back. You know I keep it true to my grave. Girl, I always stay 100, kept it real for 20 years, I ain't changed. Be careful when you're cruising in my lane. Watch me creeping through your rear view as I gas right past these lanes. We did it how we did it.
like me.
She ain't complaining, mainly cause it's everything I do that's entertaining. Hanging, swinging, body banging, she ain't training to be famous. Yeah, she speaks the language, baby, know just where the lane is. She with me, she never named the strangers, know we all the dangerous. This ain't that there, this still that thugs, but this for them players. This for the ones that's putting the smoke up in the air. Everything 100, baby, this is St. Clair. She was a sluggish, wanna see me in public. She seen a lot wave, now she wanna see the stomach. Yo, boo-boo, she'll love it, women are here. Let's make it clear before we delve into the sea of touching. I come from there's nothing. I keep the ghetto with me because the ghetto's in me. Trill, no, still talking. She in the tail, in the sail, in the scale, in the bell, in the hell, in the coast. If you
we
thrill,
got your lady stuck on that bus. So that's who she want that love from. Them busters don't know what to do with it. Come get a lump sum. I tell them shut up and listen up to this game. Then rub them down head to toe and whip them up with that thing. I'm no nigga down for mine. Trolling is borderline a crime. But I'm doing fine and that's why I'm Nick Valentine. I do it, two or three times. It's just scratch me. Now she hitting licks and calling me Pappy.
She wants that dog,
Ruggers, first of the month. See me shine, notorious thugs for the love of money. If I could teach the world to be a thug like me, me. If I could teach the world to be a thug like me, me.
Actually, that's Bone Thugs and Harmony right there, 100. Alright, we're going to move on with the show. Appreciate you rocking with your girl. Rocking with your girl. Alright, let's see what... I'm trying to think if there's anything else to talk about, but I forgot. I'm sorry for the wow. Shoot. I can't. My eyes is not even staying focused right now. I guess it's time to let me know. My eyes are tired. So, let me see, what time is it? I think we're going to call it a night. Cause I can't even focus. My nose is running. The next show will be Wednesday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that is the Indie Experience. You can never be the best in music. Okay, I'm going to say peace and love. I appreciate you. Follow me again on Instagram. My role is on TWRZ2. Okay. Promotion, but I'll tell you about the promotion. That is on, I think, that's the 17th and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's a Wednesday. Yep. I'm not hearing me since then the time. This is the call to 347-202-0218 and 347-202-0318. Also, one lets me know you want to go live and you can promote yourself. And once again, I say peace, one love. Bye-bye, y'all.